For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. 5 people have been killed and 16 others are missing as Typhoon Mujige made landfall in Guangdong on Sunday. Nearly 170 others were wounded as Mujige hit the provincial capital Guangzhou and the city of Foshan, where a violent tornado wreaked havoc. Around 40 cases of boat stranding and anchor dragging have been reported off the waters of the coastal city of Zhangjiang. As the typhoon coincides with China's week-long National Day holiday, tens of thousands of tourists heading for Guangdong and neighbouring Guangxi have been affected. 107 people have been confirmed dead in a mudslide that swamped the Guatemalan village of El Cambrai on Thursday night. Officials say at least 600 others are missing, while around 500 were likely to have been buried in the disaster. Rains are still threatening to cause further mudslides. Guatemalan rescue efforts have been joined by a Mexican team made up of personnel from the Army, Navy and Federal Police. Dozens of rescue dogs have also been brought to the scene to help sniff out any survivors. Police have identified the suspect of serial blasts on September 30th in the southern city of Liuzhou, Guangxizhuang Autonomous Region. The suspect was confirmed dead in one of the blasts. The man, surnamed Wei, was identified through DNA tests on evidence collected from crime scenes. Police said that Wei assembled homemade timed bombs and disguised them as packages. He personally delivered and hired other people to send the bombs to different locations. It's believed that Wei committed the crime to seek revenge on some villages and institutions that he had had disputes with over business matters. The multiple blasts occurred in the surrounding areas in Liuzhou and killed 10 people and injured over 50. 5 people have died and a car caught fire on Sunday near the border between Gansu and Inner Mongolia. The fire broke out at morning when the car veered off the road. The car was badly burnt. Its vehicle registration plate was issued in Xinjiang. Local police are investigating the cause of the incident. Islamic State militants have destroyed the centuries-old triumphal arch of the ancient city of Palmyra in central Syria. Syria's museum's chief told Xinhua that they believe the bombing of the arch took place on Sunday. The arch holds its significance as it's considered the entrance of the ancient city of Palmyra and one of its most beautiful icons and landmarks. Islamic State militants blew up temples at the Roman-era UNESCO World Heritage Site, which it has controlled since capturing Palmyra from Syrian government forces in May, and mined other monuments and historic buildings. The group considers the buildings sacrilegious. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has arrived in New Delhi for a 3-day state visit. It is the German Chancellor's first trip to India since Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi took office last year. The talks between the two leaders are expected to cover defence and arms sales, infrastructure and better access to the Indian market for German car makers and pharmaceutical companies. Modi is expected to push his agenda to attract more foreign investment to India, especially in manufacturing. Merkel is also scheduled to visit India's information technology hub, Bangalore. Germany is the 7th largest foreign investor in India. But last year's bilateral trade was valued at 16 billion euros, well below the 20 billion euro target set by Merkel 4 years ago. Voting in the parliamentary elections in Portugal has just wrapped up. The latest exit polls show that the ruling coalition, led by Prime Minister Pedro Passos Coelho, has a slim chance of winning an outright majority in the 230-seat parliament. Sunday's poll is seen as a referendum on the government's austerity measures. An MP from the ruling Social Democratic Party says a victory at the ballot box for the government would ensure that economic reforms would go ahead without any interruptions. The World Bank has forecasted that the number of people living in extreme poverty around the world may fall to below 10% of the global population this year. The forecast uses a new international poverty line of $1.9 a day, an upgrade from the previous line of $1.25 a day, which was set 10 years ago. The upgraded poverty line incorporates new information on differences in the cost of living across countries. Those were your latest headlines for CRI News. I'm Sophie Williams.